Flavor Flav slams not cool jelly roll trolls after Bunny XO revealed husband has been bullied off social media due to weight jabs. Y'all got and bullied one of the nicest guys.
Kirsty Allsop unleashes rant at utter W*ERS after dog poo bag discovery near home.
Alan Titchmarsh says he will never be pals with slugs after Daily Star campaign.
Hello and welcome to Barely Contained, the podcast that gallops through the sidebar of shame before saying a timely whoa there to the excesses of showbiz journalism. I'm Chris Beckett and joining me back in the saddle is Matt Withers. Matt, hello.
Hello there, Chris. I think that is a reference to the horses that ran amok in the streets of central London recently.
Yes, and I should say, time of recording, hope they are on the mend. Obviously, it wasn't very funny at the time, but yeah, it seems that, fingers crossed, they're going to be getting better soon.
We'll be going along to the hospital after this. Got my grapes to take.
Sugar lumps, surely.
Yeah, sugar lumps, yeah.
But yeah, Matt, how are you doing?
I'm not too bad, Chris. Very much looking forward to getting back to looking at the best online celebrity reportage. How about you?
Yeah, let's bring it on. I mean, I think you've got an absolute cracker to start us off with.
Well, let's see. I am going to start off with a story published on the Daily Mail online, and it's headlined, and I'll just throw this out there. Flavor Flav slams not cool jelly roll trolls after Bunny XO revealed husband has been bullied off social media due to weight jabs. Y'all got and bullied one of the nicest guys.
I am glad that Paul Dacre has obviously come back in and said, look, we're making some changes around here. I'm going to be in charge of these headlines.
Yeah. I just need more Flavor Flav in my paper.
Wow. Okay. I mean, we probably need to, you know, unpack a few things.
I mean, there's an awful lot going on in that headline, including a couple of things, stroke people. I don't really know what stroke who they are.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to, you know, cast aspersions of the DailyMail.com's audience, but I'd imagine even Flavor Flav might be a stretch.
I would imagine so. I would imagine that the Daily Mail audience, not a fan of old school hip hop, wouldn't have thought. Maybe a bit more kind of Akabilk.
let's move on to Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll, I haven't got a clue. Bunny XO, well, that must be the spouse of Jelly Roll. So Flavor Flav was the rapper who had a sort of few run-ins with the law in the past. I seem to recall one occasion when he turned up very much late for a court appearance. I thought, if one person shouldn't be late for anything, it should be the person with literally a full clock around his neck.
Yes, I mean, I was gonna say, I mean, it talks later in this story about his advancing years, and yeah, time certainly doesn't wait for a man, even if you have a massive clock around your neck.
So Flavor Flav slammed the Jelly Roll troll. So these are the people who've been trolling Jelly Roll because of weight jabs. Now, I don't know if that at this stage are mocking his weight or if he's had jabs to perhaps lose weight. That's a thing now, isn't it? Bunny XO, very much kept a maiden name there. She's not become Bunny Roll.
I mean, there's an Elliot Smith album called XO. There's Charlie XCX. I mean, is there any connection to either of those?
I've got no idea. Let's delve into the story. It begins, Flavor Flav took his support for Jelly Roll from Instagram to the stage this week.
I mean, that's a good thing, to be fair. There's too much artificial, you know, social media only relationships. So it's good that he's prepared to, you know, say it in public.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of people who think that demonstrating clicktivism, I think they call it, don't they? Where people but basically think they're making a difference just by posting something on social media. But Flavor Flav is, you know, he's very much fighting the power from the stage.
Nice.
It begins. The Grammy Award winner, 65, called out trolls Wednesday on his Instagram story after the country artist's wife, Bunny XO, revealed he left social media after being bullied over his weight.
Oh, so Jelly Roll is a country artist.
Jelly Roll is apparently a country artist and not something that you would find on offer in the Isles of Iceland.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows never judge a book by its cover or a musical genre by the name, because I would have never thought Jelly Roll was country.
No, you wouldn't have thought so. I mean, a couple of things in here. It says called out trolls Wednesday, so not on Wednesday, which is big Americanism, isn't it, for the Daily Mail's audience. On his Instagram story, and his wife's Bunny XO. So at least we now know that he left social media after being bullied over his weight. Also, Jelly, if he's American, presumably, should he not be Jam Roll?
Jam Roll. Well, yeah, I don't know. What Jelly, is Jelly something different in the States? It's not. I mean, it's not your kind of wibble wobble.
Oh, yeah. I don't think Jelly is anything. I think Jam is Jelly and Jelly is Jell-O. So he should be Jell-O Roll.
But didn't Beyonce sing, "I don't think you're ready for this jelly"?
Maybe.
So is it kind of a, I don't know, is it kind of a like more of a physical thing? I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're just Anglophiles. Maybe they came to the UK at some point and were very much taken with British jelly.
He could have been called Tunnock's Tea Cakes.
Yeah, that would be a very good name for a country music star. My husband got off the internet because he is so tired about being bullied about his effing weight, she explained on the Dumb Blonde podcast. Didn't know there were other podcasts. I thought we were the only one out there. And that makes me want to cry because he is the sweetest angel baby, said Bunny, adding, it hurts him.
Yeah, I think we could have got that.
He got off the internet. After Bunny shared a clip of the podcast to Instagram, Flav commented, you go, Bunny. Stand by your man, Flavor Flav. capital letters. To be fair, he's 65 now. Of course he's going to be writing in capital letters.
Yeah, he's shouting when he should be whispering.
You're gone and bullied one of the nicest guys off social media, he added as he shared the clip on his Instagram story. My man helping so many people every day better their lives. Love me some Jelly Roll and Bunny, wrote Flav. Not cool, again, in capital letters.
Not cool. Not cool indeed.
No, absolutely not. How dare y'all try to judge my man about his weight and his character, Flav started in the clip. Let me tell you something. This man is winning awards for his music, he continued. This man's music has been giving a lot of people hope that stranded in the streets, locked up in jail, people that's on drugs.
Wow. I want to hear a bit of Jelly Roll.
I don't think Jelly Roll's for us, Chris. I mean, you could argue in some ways it's a non sequitur, because you know, people are criticizing him for his weight. There's a picture of him. He's no stranger to a ginsters, I think it's probably fair to say.
He's not the most svelte man, but that's fine.
Yeah, I would probably take umbrage more with his absolutely god-awful tattoos.
Yeah, he's got a few, hasn't he?
He's got a few, Chris, including all over his face.
Yeah.
He's got a little cross under his right eye. He's got some tears coming out. He's got something on his forehead, but that's covered by a backwards baseball cap. Pretty much every square centimeter of both arms. I mean, whatever floats your boat. I'm not hating on him.
Do not be a hater, Matt.
Flav goes on. On a personal note, Jelly Roll is one of the absolute nicest men on the planet that you all would ever want to know. And a lot of people would love to be like Jelly Roll.
I thought he'd already, you know, the personal note, I thought had already been opened a lot earlier.
So for all of y'all that's trying to judge my boy Jelly Roll, I think you all need to take a step back and judge yourselves, because y'all judging him is not going to stop him from being successful. Power to you, Jelly Roll.
Power to you.
Yeah, he's one of the nicest people in the world. I don't know how many people Flavor Flav's met.
No, he was on Celebrity Big Brother, I think, a few years ago. So he may have met like Bridget Nielsen. Yeah, he might have met George Galloway.
Let me see who was in the Celebrity Big Brother house with Flavor Flav. I have got no recollection of this whatsoever.
I'm pretty sure I've not steered you false there.
I've not seen much evidence of this, Chris. Are you sure this happened?
let me just
check. Are you sure
this
wasn't a particular fever dream of yours?
I mean, it could be possible. Oh, hang on. No, he was on Celebrity Wife Swap.
Yeah.
But it also says Celebrity Big Brother. Now, let me just check. Let me just check this. Oh, you know what it was. So I think basically if he was not on Celebrity Big Brother, he was at one time dating Bridget Nielsen, who was. And he was rumoured to be coming into the Big Brother house, but maybe didn't. But then he did have a successful celeb show with Bridget Nielsen, where they were called, what was it called? Strange Love. That was their reality show.
I can see that he was on Celebrity Wife Swap. His longtime fiance Liz traded places with Suzette, the wife of Twisted Sister frontman Dee Snider.
Wow. God, that would have been a good one.
I love you say that he was rumoured to be going on the Celebrity. Literally everybody is rumoured to go on the Celebrity. This year, I think The Mirror were reporting that two former prime ministers, Boris Johnson and Liz Truss, were going into the Celebrity Big Brother house, and that Philip Schofield would be going in to break his silence on the scandal that brought him down. And in the event, what they actually got was David Potts from Ibiza Weekender.
Apparently, as well, according to Birmingham Live, 6 months ago, he was lined up for I'm a Celebrity as well. So he's, you know, he's on the cusp. He's on the cusp.
Right. We digress. This story goes on. He later made a surprise appearance Wednesday at the Fillmore Detroit to introduce Jelly, 39, on stage ahead of his performance. Flav sang the Grammy nominee song Save Me a cappella as he hyped up the audience for Jelly's set. When I say flavor, you say Flav. When I say yeah, you say boy, he shouted into the mic. When I say Jelly, you say roll.
He's just a consummate professional, isn't he?
He really is. I think he's very much the Bruce Forsyth de nos jours.
He knows how to work that crowd.
He really does. He's got them eating out of the palm of his hand. The Public Enemy co-founder also posed backstage with Jelly, real name Jason DeFord, and a group of people. That's disappointing, isn't it?
Jason DeFord, yeah. It's not the greatest.
No, you can see why I prefer to be called Jelly Roll.
Mm.
His support comes after Jelly revealed early this month that he's lost 70-something pounds in preparation for a 5K event next month. What's that? 70 pounds. What's that in
that is about 5 stone.
I was thinking kilograms, Chris. I know you were a passionate Brexiteer. I'd like to deal in I like to deal in kilograms, please.
You weigh yourself in kilograms. Serious question.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, of course. I kind of
go between both. Like, no. I'm not wedded to You know, I'm not a metric martyr.
You're basically Jacob Rees-Mogg.
It's been said before.
I've been really kicking ass, man, Jelly told People while detailing some of his routine. I feel really good. I was thinking I plan on losing another 100 and something pounds, he added. Jelly said, if I feel this good down this weight, man, I can only imagine what I'm going to feel like by the time I go on tour. It finishes off. After serving time in prison and battling drug addiction, Jelly Roll found fame 20 years into his career with the singles Son of a Sinner in 2021 and Need a Favour in 2023. That gives me hope, Chris. He ploughed on for 20 years before finding success. So maybe in another 13 years' time, Jelly Contained will be playing the Hackney Empire.
Yeah, I think it's only a matter of time.
A matter of a lot of time. Right, Chris, you've got the next story. I believe you've been looking on the online pages of the Daily Express with something slightly more parochial.
Yes, very much so. And the headline is, Kirsty Allsop unleashes rant at utter ...ERS after dog poo bag discovery near home.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's the story as old as time. Channel 4 property expert Kirsty Allsop has slammed members of the public online as she shared numerous photos of dog litter bags being left near her home.
Yeah. Was it, I mean, necessary to share numerous photos? Would one have done it? Or she could have just said, people would have took a word for it. I don't think anyone would accuse her of making it up.
Yeah, I think we'd have got the idea, to be honest.
Yeah, I just don't like the idea of seeing Kirsty Allsop like walking around the streets, bending down, taking pictures of dog mess like she's a wannabe Liberal Democrat council candidate.
But yeah, she would. Would do they love it or list it though, Matt? That's the question.
Oh, I guess that's a catchphrase from one of her shows, is it?
It is indeed. Channel 4 expert Kirsty Allsop launched a Twitter rant on Thursday after she was shocked to see numerous bags of dog poo left near her home. The 52-year-old, who lives in Hampstead, uploaded numerous snaps to her social media accounts. She penned to her 43,000 followers.
I think it's 433,000.
Oh, apologies. Yeah, you're right. She penned to her 433,000 followers. These photos and six others were taken this morning on a short walk around our block. Over 20 dog poo bags. You know my moron comments. Well, these people aren't morons. They're absolute utter wankers who should have to pick them up with their teeth.
With their teeth. That's what makes it. She's absolutely insistent that the punishment for these people, that they have to use their teeth.
Yeah, I wouldn't fancy that.
Oh, no, I mean, I wouldn't allow a dog to do that, Chris, but I certainly wouldn't fancy that particular punishment.
By the way, before anyone starts talking about bins, there is a dog poo bin on the corner of our block, and these people are not coming back to pick them up. At least half of them were there yesterday morning.
Yes.
Just in case anyone was going to, you know, defend...
Someone was going to come in on behalf of the dog walker community to suggest there's not an abundance of bins in Hampstead.
Exactly. Many of her followers were equally shocked at the photos and replied to her in the comments section. One person reacted, "That's terrible. In Japan, they are taught from a very young age to clean them after themselves. We need to do that here so we can take pride in keeping our environment clean. I think we'd all be happier."
Yeah, it's a very specific comment, isn't it, about the Japanese preschool system?
From the from the Tokyo Tourist Board.
Yeah, come to Japan, there's no shit on the streets.
A second commented, "My guess is they bag it up if anyone is nearby, so they look like a responsible owner, then just drop it when no one is watching."
Quite the claim.
Yeah, drop it like it's hot. A third chimed in, "Bin or no bin, they are taking their dog home, so the poop should go home with them too. Some dogs deserve better owners."
Quite. It's getting people angry, isn't it?
It is. A fourth also wrote, "In my opinion, this is exactly the same as leaving a sold nappy in the street. I have five dogs. Yes, five. walked every day. Somehow I managed to dispose of their poo bags in bins. And if no bin is available, I bring them home and put them in my own bin.
Wow. Is it exactly the same as leaving a soiled nappy in the street? Is it? I mean, like, I can't quite see the scenario that would lead to that latter situation.
Yes, I mean, when my when I'm out with my daughter and you know, nature calls, I don't plop her down on the pavement, get the nappy bag out.
I tell you where they wouldn't do that, Japan.
Well, I mean, in Japan, you could do that because everything would be spotlessly clean. The property expert doesn't hold back when it comes to voicing her opinions. Last month, she slammed online trolls after Princess Kate apologised for editing her Mother's Day photo.
Yeah, she's wading in on weighty matters of state and the smaller little things that try you in life.
She also previously sparked a debate about mobile phones, claiming that they damage young people. The television presenter said that the number of young people using smartphones is totally insane and stressed the importance of children's mental health. Kirsty previously tweeted on X, "One of the saddest sights is a child sitting in a pram with a pastel-coloured iPad in a case which attaches to the pram, so you know it's theirs and they are often on it."
Oh, we spoke before on how different sites are struggling with whether they use Twitter or X. The Express's policy is just whatever you fancy. Twitter earlier on in the story, X towards the end.
Yeah. And what, you know, like, do you tweet? I mean, you still tweet, I suppose, even if you call it X.
I think you don't anymore. You post on X, don't you?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
and I like the, you know, she's very specific that what's particularly sad about this iPad is it's pastel coloured.
Yeah.
Were it classic black or silver, I think she'd probably be more comfortable.
I think Dulux white would be her call, just to make it look bigger. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't dare to call bullshit on this, but I can't say I've seen this site very often.
I do not believe that anybody has manufactured something which attaches an iPad to a pram. I mean, I might be completely wrong. You know, I unlike you, Chris, I have no cause to go to Mothercare, but maybe these things do exist, but it seems unlikely.
Yeah. Yesterday, a little girl walked past me on our road, no more than 7. She was glued to what was clearly her phone. There are 1,000 reasons to allow our children smartphones, but now that we have the data, we cannot go on pretending that it will be okay. It won't.
Yeah, I like the phrase, what was clearly her phone. I mean, it's a phone, isn't it? What else could it be that she was on? She could be, you know, holding a packet of fags to her ear, which would be arguably worse.
Possibly, yes. But yeah, bit of a slightly gloomy note to end on there.
Yeah, we started off, you know, having a bit of a lark at, you know, perhaps slight overreaction. People may disagree on the dog mess, and we've ended with a warning about the mental health of the next generation of young people.
Yeah. Matt, rescue us with something uplifting.
Oh, yes, I will indeed. I think you'll enjoy this. This one is from the Daily Star, and it's headlined, "Alan Titchmarsh says he will never be pals with slugs after Daily Star campaign."
Wow. How pally were they?
Alan Titchmarsh will never be pals with slugs following the Daily Star's Hug a Slug campaign, and said he's happy to mouth off about the critters, which he branded pests.
But would he do it to their faces?
he'd be just doing it on Instagram, wouldn't he? Like people to jelly roll. I love the fact that Daily Star's got a Hug a Slug campaign. Always told when I was training the journalist, Chris, if you're launching a campaign, make sure that it's short and winnable. Can't see this one taking off.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're not that huggable, really.
Yeah, I mean, you'd just kill it, wouldn't you, basically?
Yeah.
Enemy of the North Korean state, Alan Titchmarsh, has launched a bonkers tirade against the humble slug.
I go, what?
Yes. So people might not know the backstory. Alan Titchmarsh was in the news recently because it turned out that his gardening program is on TV in North Korea. But the Hermit Kingdom, as we're obliged to call it, digitally manipulated it so that he's not wearing jeans, because jeans are illegal in North Korea as a symbol of Western decadence.
Right, fair enough.
I mean, to be fair, from what I have read about living standards in North Korea, I'm not sure that many people have got a garden to tend to. But, you know, anyway, we're getting off the subject of the slug. It goes on. The denim wearing digger says he will never be pals with the garden slimesters following the Daily Star's Hug a Slug campaign.
Slimesters. That's a new one on me.
Garden slimesters. the denim wearing digger. This is beautiful. This is genuinely beautiful. Yeah. Housewife's favourite Al, whose jeans were blurred out by Kim Jong-un's state telly recently for being offensive, said he's happy to mouth off about the critters, which he branded pests.
Oh, first time I read that, I read it as AI.
Yes, I thought
so used. I'm so used to seeing those two letters together.
Yeah, I did think that it transpired that all this time, Alan Titchmarsh hadn't been real and just been a kind of version of Holly from Red Dwarf.
I mean, it would, you know, in a way, it would make a lot of sense.
Yes, it would. Yeah. The garden guru said, nice. Slugs are never going to be my friends, whatever anybody says.
Who's been saying it?
Ah,
it's like responding to like abuse that you read on a like toilet wall.
Ah, no, it's coming. His words are at odds with the Royal Horticultural Society, which 2 years ago reclassified slugs and snails as garden visitors rather than pests to help shed their negative image.
Yeah, okay.
Its new campaign with the Wildlife Trusts aims to encourage people to appreciate the cuties for their positive impact on the garden.
Well, wow.
Alan hit back, if you've got a hoster collection, the last thing you want is to make a home for slugs.
God, I just think of like, I might be wrong, but I would imagine it's the first time that the Daily Star has used the phrase cutie for a slug.
The first time anybody's used the phrase cutie for a slug. I mean, I don't have a strong opinion, but I wouldn't describe them as a cutie. You've got to allow for a little bit of nibbling, and you want to be a good cultivator of plants that can shrug off a bit of an attack. But that's a far cry from saying, oh, we love slugs, let's welcome them into the garden. I'm sorry, I don't welcome slugs.
You are barred.
Yeah, you're gonna. I don't know how you. I just don't know what you do. Yeah, I suppose you could have somebody on the door.
Yeah, no slimesters,
no cuties. King Charles also agrees with green fingered expert. The celeb gardener, 74, previously complained that slugs are a pain in the bum, and revealed how the monarch backs him up.
Oh, hang on. Oh, so sorry, Titchmarsh is 74. I was like thinking for a minute who that was describing King Charles as the celeb gardener.
That's exactly what I thought. I'm quite disappointed. They frequently meet up to grumble about the slimy idlers.
Frequently.
Love the idea that Alan Titchmarsh and the King frequently meet up to talk about slugs. And I love
same time next Wednesday.
Slimy idlers. Alan, who is a vice president of the RHS, said, the King I see quite regularly. We talk, moan about slugs together. Don't try and tell people that slugs are our friends and not a grand old inconvenience.
Oh, he's going out there and killing them, isn't he? Yeah. He's got his salt.
Yeah.
Salt shaker.
Yeah, that's every week he walks into his local Asda and they're like, oh, if you salt again, Alan.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. What about snails?
Yeah, well, we will never know on where Alan Titchmarsh stands on snails, or indeed if he literally stands on on Snell's. I wouldn't put it past him. He seems a psycho.
He would be a hypocrite if he was all right with Snails.
Well, basically, what he'd be saying then is he just doesn't like the homeless ones.
Yeah, I don't care if you've got a house.
Yeah. I hate the homeless, says Titchmarsh.
Wow.
Oh, well, enjoyed that one.
Yes, me too.
Well, it's good to be back, Chris.
It is indeed.
It's been too long. It's been a good one. And we will be back on June the 1st, when hopefully the sun might finally be in the sky.
Yep, and you can set your watch by us, Flavor Flav.
in the interim, Chris, should people wish to engage with Barely Contained in the social arena? What should they do?
Well, they can go on to Twitter/X/ whatever you want to call it, at @barely_pod. Or they can go on Facebook and go to Barely Contain the Podcast to get a full back catalogue and some special bonus contents. And also, Matt, I believe YouTube is in the mix now as well.
Yep, you can find all our episodes on YouTube now, going back, God knows, about 7 years that we've been doing this now. They're all available on YouTube. Of course, you can find us on any podcaster, be that Spotify or Amazon or Apple or YouTube Music. Please do subscribe, leave us a review should you wish. And just get out there, tell your friends, tell your enemies about Barely Contained.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Do it.
Leaves us to say thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you, Matt.
And thank you, the listener. And we'll be back June 1st.
Yeah. See you then.
Bye-bye. Bye.